So I've been paying attention to what went on at Birmingham on Saturday night, and I thought it kind of the whole sorry saga encapsulates perfectly everything that's wrong in this country. And I want to say, like, I don't want to make light of what happened there. Like, we all agree it's outrageous, but you can, like, only scream yourself blue in the face to a certain extent. And it's like, what fascinates me is what happens after the event, or how it unfolds, and people try to spin it towards their own narrative. And in the case of Birmingham, it's like, it encapsulates everything which is wrong in England, and like everything which infuriates the English people. We had seven people slashed up and one person dead, and it's a familiar thing where somebody's, you know, you're relaxing and then somebody sends you a text message, have you seen what's happening in Birmingham, or that little bit that rolls along the bottom of the telly on the news where you see it pop up right in there. And then in my case, I go on social media and I check what's going on. I've been looking at the comments and Twitter, of course, and just on the newspapers. And it fascinates me the way people understand what's going on, but they can't admit it. And that goes for everybody as well. And it's like time and time again we see it. And I thought, like, there's mainly like three main players that I've seen with an invested narrative in just to use the Birmingham case as an example. And so you've got like the Ministry of Diversity and Tolerance, which is the entire government and media, police complex, the whole, the state, all of the power structure, which we can think of as the Ministry of Diversity and Political Correctness. And then you've got their, like, their little SJW drones. And then you've got, like, the average English John Bull. And when I was watching all of this play out, it fascinated me, because what exasperated everybody was that the ministry, the government, were like really reticent to give out any information about what was going on. And then that led, you know, understandably, to John Bull, average Englishman, saying, well, is it another, like, is it, and you can see that there's this, like, they got it as well, but they too have got to be careful what they're saying. But they were saying, like, is it the religion of peace striking again? So they've got this kind of snarky, piss-takey attitude. And they also, they'd prefer it to be the religion of peace because it's an ideology and not directly tied to anything else. And then, of course, you've got the lefty liberals. They come in and they kind of get what's going on as well. They kind of understand that their worldview could be in for a bit of an exposure here. But what their primary concern is calling people racist for making the assumption that there might be something about race or religion involved in this knife attack bloodbath which is going on in Birmingham. So they're not there to feel any kind of empathy with the victims. They're there to try and shut people up and spin the narrative in some way. And in main part, the government and the agencies at the top, they all support that as well. But the problem is, I mean, it just begins so absurd, because the problem then is that the killer was still on the loose. He was still running around in Birmingham with like a 12-inch blade, and he'd already done a load of damage. He'd already killed one person and badly slashed up seven others. So then you've got people saying, like, can we have a description? Like, he's on the loose. There's CCTV cameras everywhere. Can we at least be told what he looks like? Can we have a description? And of course, the Ministry of Truth and Tolerance and Diversity can't do that, probably, and I don't know, but probably because in Protocol 7478/ZE, it says that they can't actually release, that they can't actually type out a racial description of somebody because that would be discrimination or something. Meanwhile, the My Little Pony lefties have cottoned on to what the as they would say, the gammons are up to. The gammons are trying to spin this. They're trying to corner the government so that the government has to release, like, an expressly characteristic. And by the way, it needs to be said, they didn't actually have any proof. Nobody at this stage knew what was going on. And so then the leftists switched gears for a second. They kind of changed their modus operandi, and they all turned into hatchlings, which is like a specific mindset that I've discussed before on this channel. So the hatchling comes in, and then they plead complete innocence to all of it, like to the ridiculous part where, well, why is it that you are so desperate to know the characteristics of the person who did the knife? What does it matter? What does it matter where he came from? What does it matter what his background is? Why do you care about these things? And it's this like snide attempt to corner John Bull Englishman and to try and trip him up. And trying to trip him up because they can call him a racist and put him back in his place. But that didn't work either, because there's a killer on the loose with a blade. So no matter what he looks like, no matter what his background is, we need to know. You need, if you live in Birmingham and you're asking the police, well, can I at least know what the killer looks like? There's a killer on the streets. He's slashing people up. It doesn't matter what his background is. I just like know like what he looks like, so I could like not go anywhere near him, or that my daughter can avoid him if he sees him in the street, saying that he's still running around with a knife. So then at this point, the hatchlings went even further and started to say, like, why do you need a description at all? Why do you need a description of a killer? What does it matter what he looks like? Because they're desperate to avoid the reality of it coming out. It's madness. It's absolute madness. Where in order to hold the line, they're saying, it doesn't matter. We've got a killer on the loose, but it doesn't matter what he looks like. Who cares what he looks like? What's that to you? And he's running around on the streets like a 12-inch blade. And so, can you imagine the different levels of cope and collective denial in all of this story? Everybody knows, like, so in this case, the leftists, they actually do know what's at stake here. They're doing this tactical ignorance to pretend that it isn't an issue when it is. But if it wasn't an issue, then they wouldn't be invested in it at all. No, they wouldn't give a damn. If there was someone up in the Highlands of Scotland and in some rural village and he was running around with a knife and people were saying, well, can we have a description of what the killer is? They wouldn't care about that because it makes perfect sense in that context. What they don't want is the implications of having a explicit description in when it's Saturday night in Birmingham, in the centre of Birmingham, because then the whole demographics change and they know that. But at the same time, they're also going to pretend that they don't see the difference. They don't see any differences and they don't care. People are just people. What does it matter what he looks like? People are just people. And it's this dishonest, horrible bullshit. But what really, imagine the madness. Imagine the madness of trying. This is like an Agatha Christie murder mystery where everybody knows who did it. Everybody is deeply like suspects. Everybody's got an idea of what went on here, but nobody really, except for the John Bulls, but even they do it implicitly, nobody can actually like just come out and say it, because everybody's like caught in this triangulation of bullshit and cope, especially the at the top, and especially the leftists. I mean, at least the kind of the average English fellas there who do know what they're doing. They do know, like, they want to have an explicit description because they're willing to bet the farm on the fact that it isn't one of their own, if you want to put it that way. And at the same time, the leftists understand what they're trying to do, so they need to try and shut them up and form a narrative which nullifies it, which they couldn't do because it's a killer on the loose and we need to know what killers look like. It's ridiculous. So then the question became, well, how is the Ministry of Truth and Tolerance going to cope? What are they actually going to do? Are they just going to let them run around? So what they had to figure out a way to do was to let the public understand what he looked like without actually typing out a description. So then it could be just a purely objective. And 17 hours after the fact, even though the CCTV footage was running around on Twitter like all day, then eventually like the police, like nigh on 20 or 17 hours after the actual killings and violence, they actually did it. And you know, we don't have to live like this. This is a madhouse. This country is a complete madhouse. So thanks for listening, folks. I'll see you later.